Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Lakers and the Chicago Bulls. LA comes in with a record of 37-38, and the Bulls are 36-39 on the year. Over their last 10, LA 6-4 lost their last game, while Chicago over that span 7-3 also lost their last contest. Here are the numbers. LA comes in with an average of 116.4 per game, but surrenders even more than that, 116.7. Meanwhile, Chicago scores 113.4 and surrenders 112.4. Turnovers, 13.1 per game by the Bulls, 13.5 by the Lakers. LA is 47.9% from the field, Chicago 49%. Three-point shooting, 36.7 for the Bulls, 34.1 for the Lakers. Lastly, you have free throw shooting, 77.8% for LA, 81.1 for Chicago. Bench scoring, big advantage for the Lakers, 40.4 versus 30.7 for the Bulls. The Bulls won the first meeting of these two clubs about a week ago, a little less, 118-108. Chicago is home this time. Alex Caruso day-to-day, the former Laker. D'Angelo Russell out for the Lakers. As for a prediction in this one, the Lakers need this one desperately. So do the Bulls for that matter. This is going to be an important game for both teams. I got the Lakers winning this one and getting back to 500. And that'll do it for our on-court look of LA and Chicago. Coming up, we'll dive into the lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Los Angeles Lakers on the road, sitting at 1 overall in the spread with the over-under of 226.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, the Lakers right now are a top 10 team when it comes to points per game, currently right now ranked at number 10, averaging 116.4, while Chicago, on the other hand, is more ranked around 20 right now, averaging around 113.4. However, they're a very good defensive team. They're currently ranked 8th overall when it comes to points allowed, averaging 112.4, while the Lakers, on the other hand, are currently ranked 21st overall, averaging 116.7. Now, when you add this all up right now, you're looking at the over in this game, and I would consider taking the over with these two teams. The reason why, if you look at their last seven meetings overall, the over has been favored 6-1, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game as well. Now, one play I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is Zach LaVine. It's currently right now sitting at 26.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging around 27.7 points, and the last time he played the Lakers, he did drop 32 against them. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Zach LaVine. Now, LeBron James right now is questionable for this game. He might play, he might not, and right now probable is D'Angelo Russell. So with that being said, one player I'm definitely going to take the points on right now is Anthony Davis, who's currently right now sitting at 26.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Anthony Davis, a Chicago kid, being at home right now, playing in front of his hometown fans and all his friends and stuff like that, I would definitely lean and take the over net. And I also would take the over on the rebounding numbers too, which is currently sitting at 11.5. So take the over on the rebound numbers and the points for Anthony Davis. Now, when it comes to this overall spread, I actually do like the Lakers to get a little bit of revenge here overall. And if you look at their last six meetings overall in the United Center right now, the Lakers have been 5-1 against the spread. So I would definitely lean towards the Lakers in the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.